Hi, this is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle. Today's topic is commuter rail. There was a time not too long ago when there was no commuter rail service at all between Worcester and Boston. Service had been canceled in 1975 due to low ridership, and the line ended at Framingham. Service resumed in 1994 as a result of a feasibility study commissioned by the local legislative delegation and Big Dig-related deals between the state and environmental groups that called for increases in transit investment. Worcester's ridership figures are strong. According to 2009 data, on an average weekday, about 950 riders board the train at Union Station. This makes Worcester the 13th most utilized station in the MBTA's whole system. On the Framingham-Worcester line, more people board at Union Station than at almost all other stops. Since returning to Worcester, service has steadily expanded and there are now 13 trains every weekday. As a result of the deal brokered between the Lieutenant Governor and CSX in 2010, this number will soon increase to 20. State officials have said that this particular expansion will not be affected by any impending service cuts triggered by the MBTA's fiscal crisis. It is certainly true that, at the heart of the MBTA's predicament, is the tendency of politicians to favor service expansion over basic maintenance. Obviously, there's much less ribbon-cutting potential in fixing or replacing old locomotives than in opening up entirely new stations and lines. But in the case of Worcester, we're talking about a fairly modest service expansion. The trains already run to Framingham, but until the state purchased the tracks from CSX, they could not be run out to Union Station. It cost the state $50 million to purchase the 21 miles of track between Framingham and Worcester. The long-discussed South Coast Rail project, by contrast, carries a $2 billion price tag. But it looks like it will be difficult to expand daily trains beyond 20. South Station is operating at capacity. It has been proposed that trains could be run to North Station by way of an old unused line between Alston and Cambridge, but that plan was shelved in December. And in any event, the connection between more trains and increased ridership is not perfect. Will adding another train that leaves 30 minutes earlier than an existing one convince more people to get out of their car? Or are there limits on the total number of people in any given community who prefer rail to car? In the latter case, if you offer more trains, you're just making life somewhat easier for the people who are already sold on commuting by rail. Do we want more people to commute by rail? Sure, the MBTA needs the revenues desperately. But remember, the more that people opt for rail over cars, the better this is for reducing traffic congestion, thus making it more attractive to drive in the first place. Rail proponents are encouraged by the fact that gas prices are up, but commuter rail fares are not cheap and destined to rise very soon because of the MBTA's budget crisis. Even now, a monthly pass from Worcester to South Station is $250, and it costs an additional $63 for rail users to park every month at Union Station. It may still be cheaper than commuting by car, especially if one factors in the cost of wear in one's vehicle. But then, cars have many advantages. They make it easier to run errands en route, and you can come and go when you please. It also takes longer by train. Getting to Union to South Station takes 1.5 hours, which doesn't count time spent traveling in between home and Union Station, and between South Station and one's destination. All told, for most people, we're talking about a good 4 hours spent commuting each day. To sum up, commuter rail has been a success in Worcester, but we can't be sure if more trains will increase ridership. A variety of transit options certainly enhances a community's attractiveness, but the MBTA's fiscal crisis should cause us to manage our expectations about future service expansion in Worcester. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.